You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guests are Major Bill McClure and Major Melody McClure of the Salvation Army. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We've got a great show for you today. We have Major and Major, Major Melody McClure and Major Bill McClure from the Salvation Army. Yeah, how do you get a title like that? Maybe I'd like a title of Major or General here.
Well, it's based on years of service.
Okay.
We began as lieutenants, and after 5 years, we became captains. And after 15 years of continual service, or 20, because we were lieutenants for five, we became majors. And probably we will remain major throughout the rest of our career.
Wow.
So it really just means we're old, so maybe you don't want that title.
Maybe not. But it is all about the Salvation Army. And, you know, one of the questions we always get, why are you called majors in the Salvation Army since it is a church-related organization?
We are on a quasi-military pattern, and so instead of pastor or reverend, because we are ordained, mm-hmm. it's based on the years of service. As my wife said, we're just old.
We're just old. It is interesting, though. Does that mean that you get people to snap to better or something like that?
No.
No, Melody?
No, when you're captain, you actually wear two stars, so on military bases, people did snap to occasionally, so that was nice.
That was nice. But now, where are you from originally, Bill?
I am originally from Fairmont, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
And through a series of events of my family falling apart, I went to live with my sister and brother-in-law, and they fell apart, and I went with my brother-in-law to Florida, where I met Melody.
Wow. So you actually just, and both your families are Salvation Army families. I mean, both your parents were in the Salvation Army.
That's right. Melody's parents were officers, and my parents were just members, or soldiers.
Soldiers, wow. So how did, and I understand that you actually met Melody, that you were working for her dad.
That's right. One of the conditions of my going to Miami, Florida, which is where they were living at the time, was that they had to offer me some work. And so I went on that pretense, and it just worked.
It worked. And how was Dad about you marrying his daughter?
Well, he was a little apprehensive. I had to sit in his office and listen to a 3.5-hour lecture before I could take her out.
Before you could even take her out?
That's right. He had to be sure of what I was there for.
What you were there for. God, this sounds like Guys and Dolls here, doesn't it?
It really does.
To a great degree.
To a great degree. Well, that's terrific. You've been together. Now, how long have y'all been together now?
We have been married 27 and a half years.
27 and a half years.
It was so that I was ordained and commissioned on June the 3rd, 1984, and then we got married on June the 4th, 1984.
Wow. How about that, Melody?
It was a busy weekend.
Now, of course, you have been all over. Y'all have been in a lot of different locations, but you recently came from Charlotte. That's right. What, about 3 months ago? Is that right?
That's correct.
And how do you find life in Greenwood, South Carolina? Melody, you want to tell us?
I like the slow-paced Greenwood, South Carolina. We love it here. We love everything about it. The people have been wonderful. We are astounded by the generosity of this community.
That's pretty interesting coming from a large community like Charlotte. You know, so many times what we think is that larger communities can do more.
Mm-hmm.
What are you actually finding?
I think on as many as we have here, we do pretty good on our percentage. We don't have any Charlotte hadn't got anything on us, I can
Charlotte
tell you that.
Doesn't have anything on you. All right. Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. I think sometimes smaller communities relate better. Now, Bill, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was how the Salvation Army, how it got started, and what was the emphasis when it first started?
Well, William Booth and his wife, Catherine, were part of the Methodist Church, and they branched away from that because of the need that William saw as how people should be helped. And so the Salvation Army was formed as an agency that or more of a mission station, that they would minister to people to help to preach the gospel. And it's just grown by leaps and bounds because we are a worldwide agency now. serving in over 100 different countries.
Well, that is, but you know, one of the things that I find so interesting, particularly as we look at the condition of our country mm-hmm. and the need for social services and everything, that the Salvation Army is the largest non-governmental provider of social services. The Salvation Army is the second largest charity in the United States with private donations of almost $2 billion for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2007. What a statement. When we talk about the capabilities of people to help people, Melody, what do you think?
I think as we help more and more people, people who are able to donate see that we can help and we will help with the monies that they give. William Booth's mission statement was actually outlined in a thesis he called In Darkest England and the Way Out. And I think more than anything, we want to help people who are in darkness, who really don't know how to get out of their situation. And if we can help them even in a little way, then we're doing our best.
You know, I think a lot of people, Bill, don't realize all the avenues that the Salvation Army can help with. I mean, it's not just bell ringing at Christmas or the angel trees. It's if you need help with rent or, you know, if there's a need, the Salvation Army is there to help.
That's right. We are concerned about meeting the now need of people in our communities, and we try to do that by offering them rent assistance or utility assistance, groceries. A lot of times people run out on their groceries because there's just not enough money to pay the bills and everything else, and so we provide these services so that they can be able to stay together as a family and not have to get out on the streets. And that's how the rent utility assistance comes into play. But more than that, it gives them a sense of being able to know that their future is secure.
Now, how do you deal with that? Do they have to fill out an application? Do they just come? I mean, how does this work?
We do require identification, and they come in and they talk to our caseworker, and decisions are made based on their need. One of the things that I like to think about is, you know, crisis can come in any form to any family. A crisis can be that your 11-year-old grew 4 inches this summer, and he can't wear last year's clothes anymore. That's a crisis for families who live on fixed income. I know even for me, that's a crisis. So, 5 new pair of pants is a lot of money at one time.
Absolutely. So these are the things that are available from the Salvation Army. They are right here in Greenwood. You know, you were saying, Bill, that you didn't know whether a lot of people know about all these things that they do, and that was one of the things we wanted to cover here today.
That's very good. You know, there are several areas of helping. I was just thinking one of the other things is prescriptions. Sometimes it's hard to get a prescription filled when you're concerned about putting food on your table or trying to save enough money to pay the electric bill or those kind of things. So,
well, we have stories and stories of people mm-hmm. that either taking half their medication rather than a full dose
mm-hmm.
or not taking it at all.
Absolutely.
So the Salvation Army is a source. Now, if somebody is listening out there and they have a need, what should they do?
Well, they can call the Salvation Army. We do have a local number, 229-3407.
Okay.
And they might have to leave a message because the two lines coming in are tied up frequently. But we are more than happy to return those phone calls and to try to offer the assistance that people ask for.
That's terrific. You know, and so many people have been helped by the Salvation Army, and I think one of the things that goes to this organization is the fact that when they've gotten out of their crisis situation, then they want to give back to the Salvation Army for helping them.
Yeah.
I mean, we have story after story of that, whether it's the gold coin that ends up in the Salvation bell ringers' buckets or whatever. So we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. We are talking to Major and Major Melody and Bill McClure right here, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Ready to race to you. These days
gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Selling silver. We've taken silver coins this morning. So if you have these items to sell, you can sure bring them right here to Sharp Facets Gallery. You know that we pay the most here because we pay for those little diamonds. We pay for the big diamonds. So if you want to get in on the best place to sell at, come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Right now, gold has dropped down a little bit, $16.66. Price of silver is at $31, so don't let that dollar figure slide away. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. But we are also here today with Bill and Melody McClure. They are majors in the Salvation Army. And I wanted to talk a little bit with Melody about the Army's current leader is General Linda Bond. And she was elected to that position the end of January this year. And I didn't realize that the whole organization really is a husband and wife team. In fact, the original founders, actually, it was the husband that found it, but the wife said, "I've got a lot to say, too."
The quote that we hear from Catherine Booth is that she actually said, "Sir, I'd like to have a word." And she stood up in a church service and said that, and Mr. Booth said, "Come ahead." And she preached the message that night because she felt called to have a word. And she partnered with him from the very beginning, and both of them had the vision for the Salvation Army being the social services arm as well, the cup of cold water in Jesus' name.
Wow. So does that mean that women are in charge? It looks like it. I mean, you know, we've got our general here, Linda Bond.
Some of us tend to be in charge a lot.
Are you and Bill the same rank?
We are the same rank.
Okay. Okay,
I do outrank him by a year, and occasionally I have to remind him of that. But other than that, we are the same rank.
How do you like that, Bill?
I'm fine with it.
You're fine.
I'm a humble man, we do share responsibility, and that's what helps to make our team work, that we go into a place, and I have my responsibilities, and she has hers. And then at the end of the day, we can say we've been able to accomplish a good work.
That's a little different in the Army, though. Usually they have general, majors, captains. You know, it goes down the list. We usually don't have two majors on one field here. But, what else we want to talk about? We want to talk about last week you did do the angel trees. You were taking applications for families in need. Melody, how did that go last week?
Things went very well for our Angel Tree applications. We saw over 500 families and approved just over 450 of those. And so already we have quite a few angels to go out there on those Angel Trees. Folks, get ready to adopt the angels. They're coming at you, and we need all the help we can get.
Now, it has to be tough. Mm. It has to be tough to take those applications and see. I mean, you were talking, you had some children that just needed underwear.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of what you consider a basic need.
It is a basic need. I can tell you very honestly, I kept tissues on my desk, and I prayed and cried with a lot of people. So it's not an easy thing to come in and ask for help.
And I understand there were people lined up out the door.
There were.
Now this is already closed out. You're not really able to take any more for angel trees. Now you'll still be helping people, but as far as the angels for Christmas.
Right.
How do people know about this?
Well, we have a sign out front. Our DSS different locations work with us to make sure their clientele know about our angel tree program. We also work with the schools very heavily with the support people in the schools who know of families in need and send them to us.
Well, that's great. Now, Bill, how do you think the response here versus other places that you have been in?
Well, I think the biggest thing is word of mouth, that people get the word out and they tell their friends and other people that they know, and they just come to us. And it's an amazing thing that when they do come to us, that they know that they're going to be able to get the help that they need.
Now, what about, you know, I hate to bring this up, but what about fraud? I mean, you know, we always hear about people trying to get something for nothing. How do y'all deal with that aspect of it?
Well, we do have certain criteria that they need to provide, and we go based on the information that they bring to us, and, you know, only one person can fit the description of who that person is. It's like there's only one Bill McClure, and they may try to duplicate me, mm-hmm. but they would have a hard time doing so, I believe.
And how about just from taking advantage of the idea of the system?
Well, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We really believe that we're helping the needy and the greedy, and we pray that we get it right and help more needy than we do the other.
Well, you said you had over 500 people come in and you approved 450.
Right.
So I guess some people you said that's not really a need, or what happened there, Melody?
It is. We had certain criteria that they had to fall within. We gave very lenient, we were very lenient. They
sure.
didn't have to have extreme amounts of money over for us to help them, but we do try to make them fall within the criteria, and we do try to ask them to make sure they provide all income and expenses so that we can weigh the two against each other, because we're asking the public to help them.
Absolutely.
And we've got to be faithful to those who donate as well as those who need.
Now, I understand when you're talking about Christmas, you, your mother had a big experience, and that actually influenced her, which I guess would then influence you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother was a Salvation Army officer, and one of the reasons that she gave her life to the Lord was because a Salvation Army officer came knocking on her door when she was a little girl of 8, and she had dolls in hand and trucks in hand for her brothers, and that
was
on Christmas Eve.
Case.
That's right. And probably it was the school contacted the Salvation Army, and they came knocking on her door at Christmas Eve. Now, we don't do that anymore because our programs have grown so large, we
sure.
couldn't possibly do that. But that 70 years ago, my mother remembers that experience, and it changed her life and her family's life.
Absolutely. I mean, what a horrible experience to be in with nothing for your children when you couldn't afford it, and just trying to get through Christmas Eve into Christmas Day and hope that the kids don't really notice that we missed it, you know, so that's tremendous.
Right. Well, and I think about that doll, but I also remember Mom saying that the stockings that had an orange and an apple in it,
mm-hmm.
they were even better.
They were even better.
That was more exciting for them, that they had their own apple and orange.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. We helped do Christmas, and we had helped up there in Ware Shoals for several years, and we got a list of what a couple of children wanted, and one of the things that one little boy wanted was lemons, a bag of lemons. And I just, to the life of me, I couldn't imagine why a child would want a bag of lemons. But when we delivered this stuff to their house, we opened up the trunk of the car, and there stood the little boy, and he went, "Lemons!" And he was just thrilled that there was a bag of lemons in there. So you never know what's really going to make the difference.
Right.
What about you, Bill? What do you think about these experiences?
Well, I just think it's amazing that there are people who sometimes know what they want, but some don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to you with empty pockets and empty hands and they say, "What can you do for me? Because I don't have anything." And, you know, anything helps to bring a smile. And that's why we're in the business, is trying to help make people smile and try to make them happy by offering them as we can.
Now, one thing about the Salvation Army here, does it really have beds, though, for people to stay? I mean, some of the larger ones do. Do they have that here in Greenwood?
We have a small shelter. We can handle up to 10 people, 6 men and 4 women
mm-hmm.
in separate dorms. But no, we don't have any facility for children.
Okay.
So it's just the adults that we can handle right now.
Does that stay busy?
It does. I don't know that we've been at capacity for any length of time, but I know that the shelter always has 2 or 3 people in it.
Well, that's tremendous. I know in the past that they have tried to, in fact, they're working on coming up with shelters when it gets really cold
right.
for to have that right here, and that would include children.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here. We are talking to Major Bill and Major Melody McClure from the Salvation Army. They've been here about 3 months. We've got a lot more things to talk about, so I certainly hope you're going to stay tuned. Hey, if you've got a question for him, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I'm Ann Eller. We're going to be back right after the news and a word from our sponsors, so you stay right with us. Give us a call if you've got a question, 229-7984. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy day, Tuesday.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guests are Major Bill McClure and Major Melody McClure of the Salvation Army. And now, coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking to Bill and Melody McClure. They are majors in the Salvation Army. And, of course, it's not really an army. It is a church organization. But one of my questions for you, Bill, is when you help somebody, are you, I don't know how to say this exactly, are you looking for them to become members of the church?
No. We don't hold anything against them as far as their affiliation with the church goes. If they would like to find out more about our services, they're always welcome to come and visit with us. We hold meetings during the week on Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday is children and Thursday is for adults. But on Sundays our day of worship. And if people don't have a church home, yes, we would love for them to come and just check us out.
Sure, but it's not related to the help that they would get.
Not at all. We don't hold any requirement for the services that we provide.
Now, I would think that at this time, I'm sure your whole organization, not just here in Greenwood, but across the country, has to be experiencing much more massive need than in the past.
That's true. And that's why we have started earlier this year with the Angel Tree sign-up and of trying to organize our Christmas work so that we can better supply the need of our community.
So I would expect that's not just here in Greenwood, but across the country.
Everywhere. In fact, a lot of places start ringing bells earlier than Thanksgiving because they want to try to help meet their budgetary needs.
Now, the Salvation Army, you know, how are donations, you know, not just here in Greenwood, I'm just talking about in general across, how are the donations for the Salvation Army? As you know, everybody is hurting. How is it going?
Well, I can't speak for other places because I'm not there, but I know that we're holding our own right now. We can always go, as the founder once said, this and better will do, because the more you have, the more you're able to provide.
Now, I understand, Melody, you consider yourself very frugal, having grown up in a Salvation Army family.
Yes, I do, very much so.
So you can stretch a buck?
Absolutely. We're very careful about how we spend our money. That's why we scrutinize people who come into our office and make sure they really are in need, because, you know, there's only so much money to go around. Everybody keeps talking about it. The pieces of pie are getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and we just try to provide as best we can. But, you know, what we've seen with donations is that people trust us. And so they're given to the Salvation Army, and we're able to help those who come to us.
Sure. You know, there's always that story of the gold coin that ended up, and nobody knows from whence the gold coin came from. I mean, you've never seen one, Bill?
We've never seen one.
You've never
seen one?
Okay. Well, those are the stories that make the news, right?
That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah. And the Salvation Army, I think that it is terrific that people give. Frankie Sprouse says the Salvation Army, he's a listener out there today, said the Salvation Army was always known as the serviceman's friend. He says he was mugged at a bus station, but they got him a ticket, fed him, tended to his injuries, and he never forgot their kindness. You know, you were talking about World War II vets particularly were helped, I think. That was something that was more normal than not normal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we were known as the Donut Girls back then.
The Donut Girls. Now, this could be interesting. Jeff loves donuts.
That's right. And a lot of times the servicemen came in for their deployment, and there was the Salvation Army set up with coffee and donuts. And that's how the servicemen remember the Salvation Army, is the coffee and donuts.
Coffee and donuts. So what do you think about being mugged and this type of thing? I suppose that we still have that type of situation going on today. Does the Salvation Army still able to help, Bill?
Yes. We are always willing to do whatever helps to meet the need of those who come to us. And so, whether it's a donut or a cup of cold water or a bus ticket or whatever, if we have the resources to afford that, then that's what we want to do to help that individual.
Now, I have just heard off the air a few minutes ago that Bill is the more tender-hearted of the two here. So if you've got a mission here and you got to look at Bill or you got to look at Melody and you really think you need that soft touch, you better talk to Bill.
That's
is that
right.
correct?
That's right.
Melody, am I being truthful here?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Yep. You know, and we still get referrals today from police department, sheriff department, of people who've been mugged and who need a place to stay for the night. And a lot of times people need a place to stay for one or two nights, and then they can get themselves back together.
Sure.
One of the things we found in one of our other appointments is one of the things we offered to homeless people was a shower. And we had a wonderful story about a man who came in, took a shower, left his backpack with us, went on a job interview, and because he didn't have everything he owned at that job interview, and he was clean, he got that job. And you just
turned
never know what
that...
That's right, it turned his life around.
And, you know, that was something that really was a very small cost.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And it's the little things sometimes that we don't think of, like the coffee and donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
So you have, of course, how have you found what's happening in Greenwood? What are you seeing that people need here in Greenwood?
Well, what we've seen so far is the basic human need of being able to keep in their house, either paying their utility or being able to make the rent payment. And that's certainly what we want to do, is keep people in their homes so they don't become displaced or homeless or anything. And so it's more important to keep a family together in their home than it is to see them in a shelter or somewhere else.
Sure. I know that we buy gold and jewelry and coins from people, and it's very hard. It's very hard to see somebody that needs to sell these things and just is trying to get together enough money, whether it's to take a child to the doctor or whether it's to pay a utility bill. You see so many more of these than you ever saw in the past. How about in Charlotte? How was things in Charlotte there, Melody?
We did a lot of social services in Charlotte based on transitional housing and things like that, helping families with larger amounts of time in Charlotte as opposed to here. But here, one of the things we give a lot of food away. Right now we're doing several food drives with the schools. In fact, Emerald High is bringing us food that they just collected today.
Well,
and
how about
so,
that?
They did it for part of their homecoming. They
well, we were there for
food.
Homecoming,
yeah.
Yes, Friday night. Yes.
So, and that's just very exciting that that the community helps in that way. We help seniors once a month with food, and we help
you
other
take
families.
A grocery bag full? Or
grocery
a
bag
full.
Mm-hmm. And we help other families once every 3 months or so as the need arises. So food is one of those things that people can readily donate off of their own shelves. And so that's
what
something
that we
have.
What do they do if they want to do that?
They can bring it to the Salvation Army. They can give us a call, and we can tell them how to organize a food drive. A lot of businesses will organize food drives when they can't really do the Angel Tree. I don't have $50 to spend for a child.
Sure.
But we could bring 5 or 6 canned goods in, and so that's always a really helpful thing as well.
So you all have a food pantry?
We
would
do.
That would be similar to the food bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes?
Yes.
So that's another source for people that need help. You know, I think it's amazing. I think the Salvation Army is one of those quiet services that a lot of people don't know about, all the things that are available mm-hmm. there, whether it's helping or getting help.
That's absolutely right. And a lot of people don't know that they can donate even small things that, I could do that. And yeah. food is one of those things I really do think.
You know, we were talking about earlier, when you talk about needing billions of dollars, mm-hmm. a lot of people say, well, I can't help with billions of dollars. And we don't think about that it's the fives and the tens or the food or things like that that can really make a difference.
You're absolutely right. Those quarters in the kettle, we get tired of counting them. But those quarters add up very fast, and so do the pennies.
Absolutely. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more with the McClures right here from the Salvation Army. They've been here 3.5 months. They're excited to be here. We're going to talk about bell ringers and things like that, things that we all know for the Salvation Army of. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guests are Major Bill McClure and Major Melody McClure of the Salvation Army. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here. We're going to be talking about some volunteer opportunities, but we just had a call come in. Terrell Masters said that 22 years ago he was homeless, but he got a set of clothes, a shower, and a haircut. He got a referral for a job. He got the job, and now he runs a pole operation for Duke Power, and he says 10% of what he makes goes to the Salvation Army as a thank you and realizing what good work y'all do.
Thank you.
Isn't that great?
It's great to hear.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And yet those are not, I mean, that's not an isolated story. There are more of stories like this. But, Terrell, thank you so much for calling in today. The Salvation Army has been around. How long has the Salvation Army been around?
Since 1865.
1865.
That was the inception. I don't know how long they've been available here in the Greenwood area.
No, but I just meant it's been an organization, and it's not only a here in the United States, isn't it, in other countries too?
That's right. We are a worldwide agency, over 120 countries, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I was reading, too, that going out for disaster relief. Melody, you almost thought you were going to be going to for the hurricane.
I did go.
You did go.
I was gone for almost 2 weeks to help it with Hurricane Irene. I actually do administrative work, and so I wasn't there with the canteens, but I was there in support of them.
You know, that's another part that you don't actually think about so much, mm-hmm. but the Salvation Army. You know, we always, you know, I'm going to say we always think of like the Red Cross,
mm-hmm.
but the Salvation
Absolutely.
Army is another very good and help to those people in need.
Right, and we love our partner agencies when we're able to stand beside one another and work and do what's needed. And I want to say thank you to Terrell, too, because, you know, we don't always hear those success stories. They move on. We may get their 10% check, but if he doesn't write that on that check every now and then, we don't know that. So what a great opportunity to just know more about what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's got to make it worthwhile, right?
It does. It really does.
So, Terrell, thank you so much for giving us a call today. If you've got a question or a comment you'd like to make, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Well, we've talked about a lot of different parts. We do want to give you the number to the Salvation Army. If you need help or if you'd like to volunteer and help the Salvation Army, 229-3407. That's 229-3407. Now, we want to talk some about some of the volunteer opportunities. I think we always think of bell ringers. In fact, that season is coming up. Aren't you taking applications this week, Bill?
We are, and we are looking forward to all the different civic groups, individuals, even families who would like to volunteer their services to ring bells, either in front of Walmart or Fred's or one of the other places that we ring bells at, and we would just be happy for them to call and to be able to sign them up.
Sign them up, that's right. And when will the season actually begin for bell ringers?
Well, we hope to be able to start the Friday before Thanksgiving. That gives us a couple of days before the fact so that we'll be able to get a jump on the services that we are going to be able to provide this year.
You know, one of the things that I'm sure you're going to be out at the Greenwood Mall.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I was just thinking about, since the Greenwood Mall has made such an investment with Michaels and with TJ Maxx and the other stores that are coming in there, certainly should mean a lot more traffic, which should mean a lot more opportunity for donations.
Absolutely, and that's the big thing, is we look forward to the service that we can provide, and we do it by the donations that come in.
Absolutely.
So we just thank everyone who are willing to give us that support.
Now, if somebody's looking for a job, though, Melody, you told me you do hire, I'm going to call it professional bell ringers. No.
Some of them are professional bell ringers. They come back year after year.
Okay, professional. So if somebody would like to have a job doing this, that is available too, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And what do they have to do?
They come in and see us just like any other job. You have to bring your ID and things like that with you, and two pieces of ID, and we'll sign you up. And if you're serious about the job, it's not an easy one, but it's a rewarding one as you meet people like Terrell and Frank who have really found need with the Salvation Army.
That's right, and have had a good experience. Now, so if you would like a job and you can stand there and ring a bell, I mean, is there a lot of training that goes in for this job?
Not at all. If you can twitch your wrist and just be able to greet people.
Put a smile on your face,
that's
maybe.
Right.
That's right. Yes, you got to have a smile and talk to people.
And say Merry Christmas.
There you go.
that's
an important one right there.
Right.
So if you would like a job doing that, give them a call, 229-3407. And, you know, we need to tell people, where exactly is the Salvation Army? We all, I think, know where the store is,
mm-hmm.
the resale store, but where is the Salvation Army?
We're at 222 Presley Street. We have a food pantry there. That's another volunteer opportunity. We're going to get a lot of canned goods donated in the next couple months, and we need people who are willing to sort through those canned goods and put them on the shelves so that we can then give them out to
those in need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were telling me, you said that Emerald High, part of their homecoming was collecting cans, and they'll be bringing a group of cans over there for you.
Today, that's right.
That is exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting. I have to admit, I say I don't get excited about Christmas because it's a lot of hard work, but I do get excited as people start rolling in the donations for the needy. It really is exciting.
It is. So if you'd like to volunteer, now what if somebody wants to organize a food drive or help out the Salvation Army in another way? What should they do?
That same phone number. Everybody in the office has our little sign-up sheet, so anybody can take down the information, and we'll get back in touch with you. Email addresses are always really nice because we can get back in touch with you a lot quicker.
Sure.
But different places businesses may say, you know, our boss doesn't really need anything for Christmas this year. He has everything.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to adopt a family in his name. That's a great way to celebrate Christmas as well.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's great if you can get an office together to put together. Now, what other things would there be volunteer opportunities for?
Well, we need bell ringers.
You need the bell ringers.
Yeah,
and the food. But is there anything else where you could use volunteers helping?
We will need help with distribution of our Christmas gifts. When you help over 500 people in one day, it takes a lot of manpower. And people who have never been to our Christmas center wouldn't believe what it takes to get those bags ready for families as well, because every child needs a gift. And so we take care of that. Even if the child doesn't get anything off the angel tree, something's going to be taken care of for that child. So it's a massive program.
Wow. That is terrific. Well, you'll have to keep us in touch. And, you know, if you need some help out there, I can sure get the word out.
Great.
And let people know about the things that can be happening and how they can get involved. I know a lot of, I know in the past I've had families that have said, you know, we're not doing Christmas for ourselves this year. We're going to do it for a needy family. And I think that's a terrific thing to teach our children today about giving back and volunteering, because that's something that's going to hold us well, whether it's this year or 20 years from now.
Absolutely, I agree. Yeah.
So as we get ready for this holiday season, it's good to have the Salvation Army here. It's good to remember. I think sometimes we just don't think of the Salvation Army. We think about the resale store and all the good things that happen there. Now, just out of curiosity, if somebody brings something to the Salvation Army, can they get a tax slip for it?
Absolutely.
Always.
We are always able to provide a receipt. And now we can't put any kind of value on that. But we do mark that it was received in good condition, and then the donor can take that and use that on their taxes.
You get a lot of stuff in there.
Those Angel Tree gifts are also tax deductible. Save those receipts, attach them to the top of that angel, and use them for your tax deduction.
Wow, that's great. Now, of course, there'll be trees all over. I know the banks do it. I know Shoney's always does it.
Starbucks, they tell me.
Starbucks. Okay, well, there you go. So... you can't now. When somebody gets an angel tree, gets a slip off of there, what do they do? Does it tell them everything that they need?
It gives them children's clothing and shoe sizes, as well as three gift suggestions, and we just ask that they provide whatever they can for the child.
Now, what if somebody says, you know, I would like to, but I can't really take on a whole child? What could they do?
Just buy a toy and donate it. Any toys will help. Every girl needs a doll. Every boy needs a truck. You know, that type thing. So keep
every
that
girl
in mind.
Needs a truck. Every boy.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. So there's lots of possibilities. Bill, what would you like to tell us as we wind this up here? You know, we've talked about a lot of different aspects here today.
Well, I really love the Greenwood community. It's a wonderful place to be living in, and we have just fallen in love with all the people here. And we just look forward to all the various ways that we can work together through Christmas and through the rest of the year.
That's right. It doesn't end at Christmas, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Nope.
You know, and actually I think sometimes January, February, and March are some of the toughest months for family as they try to keep warm and this type of thing. Mm-hmm. The box fan thing was a great thing during the summer, but then you go into winter and it gets cold.
That's right. We'll
start up with heaters come November. So
if somebody has a... And those need to be new, correct?
Yes, they do.
So that in any particular type of heater?
I don't believe we've set any type of heater here.
Okay, all right. Because some I know are more safe, shall we say, than others.
That's true.
Well, it has certainly been a pleasure to have Major William McClure here and his lovely wife, Major Melody McClure, here today. If you've got a question or a comment, something you'd like to ask them, give them a call at 229-3407, 229-3407. I don't think you can find a finer organization helping those that are really in need, and this is 12 months out of the year, not just Christmas.
Thank you, Ann.
Been appreciative to have you here. We are just about out of time, though, and, of course, don't forget, if you've got gold, come see us here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Brian.